opening words of Pope Francis Evangelii Gaudium proclaim, "The joy of the gospel fills the hearts and lives of all who encounter Jesus. Those who accept his offer of salvation are set free from sin, sorrow, inner emptiness, and loneliness. With Christ, joy is constantly born anew." With these sentiments of expectation, I invite you on this third Sunday of Advent to light your candle of joy. Today is Gaudete Sunday, and the liturgy invites us to rejoice as we await the coming of our Lord, for we can already sense what the presence of Emmanuel holds for us. In the first reading, the prophet Isaiah beckons creation to sing, "Rejoice, for your God is coming. At his arrival, the blind shall see, the deaf shall hear, the lame shall walk, and the mute shall sing." In the second reading, St. James reminds us that the faithful ought to mirror the joy of the Lord. In the Gospel, we see the tangible fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy in Christ. John asked, "Are you the one who is to come?" I would summarize Christ's response by saying, "The joy is here." Christ names John the herald of joy and of his divine presence. These readings draw us into the journey of rediscovering our vocation. We are called to be the prophets who nurture joy, bringing it to everyone we encounter. As cultivators, we must first allow the joy of Christ to permeate our own hearts, so it may be felt in our families, communities, workplaces, and our world. Gloomy clouds hover over the hearts and minds of many. James warns against the discord that arises when joy is eclipsed. Christ is here, yet perhaps the veil of darkness and sadness still looms, covering the doors of our hearts. St. John of the Cross counsels us, "Where there is no love, put love, and you will draw out love." We can apply this to joy. We have noticed a lack of it. The ground is filled with seeds of despair. St. John invites us to sow that which we seek. Let the heralds of joy go forth scattering the seeds of joy. Let us strive to cultivate the hearts of all, allowing the Holy Spirit to rain down upon our roots. As those entrusted with this task, we must adopt a selfless posture to fulfill our mission. Our loss of joy is often the effect of trading it for fleeting things. When our hearts are filled with greed and selfishness, joy is lost. Pope Francis says, "Whenever our interior life becomes caught up in its own interests and concerns, there is no longer room for others, no place for the poor. God's voice is no longer heard, the quiet joy of his love is no longer felt, and the desire to do good fades. This is a very real danger for believers, too. Many fall prey to it and end up resentful, angry, and listless." St. James encourages us not to fill our hearts with hate and disdain, but to harbor joy. Some have been blinded by sin, others weakened by despairing thoughts. Some suffer with moral leprosy, others have become lame, unable to walk away from greed and injustice, while the inner voice of anxiety has deafened others. Alleluia, rejoice and be glad, because we, the heralds of joy, have come with the news of liberation. The Lord will restore your peace. Soon we shall all sing, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King."